RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and there are an estimated 5.2 million Americans of all age that have this disease. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, with predictions that it will affect 1 in 85 people globally by the year 2050. Can hormone insufficiency and later in life, as our certain hormones decline, lead to Alzheimer's? Some doctors believe there's a direct correlation between estradiol insufficiency and the development of Alzheimer's. My guest today is Dr. Gino Tutura. He's recognized worldwide as a pioneer and leader in the field of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tutura. So tell us a little bit about this link between our hormones and brain health and Alzheimer's. What is that link?
Well, it's well known and unfortunately ignored that estradiol in the female brain helps the brain make neurotransmitters, which are substances that allow neurons to talk to each other, as well as it has an anti-inflammatory effect and also stimulates the brain cells to maintain their glucose and oxygen levels, and has been shown to be, one of the things that that unfortunately is ignored in the processes that could be a possible cause for the development of the conditions such as dementia and Alzheimer's. The fact is that estrogen in the female brain is critically important, especially the only estrogen that actually penetrates the blood-brain barrier, which is estradiol. Estradiol is the only estrogen that can get into the brain. It's the one that helps make neurotransmitters. It helps with the production of dopamine, which is so important for Parkinson's patients. It helps with maintaining an anti-inflammatory effect within the brain, which helps decrease the formation of plaque and the deposition of the amyloid precursor, which leads to Alzheimer's.
So this neuroprotection that we get from estradiol, from our estrogen, as we start to age, and Dr. Tutura, I'm in perimenopause, so for me, things are starting to change hormonally, and I'm 51 years old. So what are we looking to do? Because over the years, women have been afraid of hormone replacement therapy. We've heard about its links to various cancers. So do we look to the neuroprotection of that, or do we look for the risks and benefits? How do you weigh that all out?
Well, the fact of the matter is that estrogen has other, for women has a significant impact on bone health, and there is many women dying of complications of osteoporotic fractures as there are of breast cancer. So it's the word cancer that, terrifies everyone, but the effects of, dying from bone fractures from osteoporosis are just as great. The estradiol is your cardioprotective estrogen, and it does help reduce, if you start it early on in your 50s when menopause first hits, there is a marked reduction. There is a reduction in the possibility of heart attack and stroke. Using bioidentical hormones has, through the literature that is present, shows that the bioidentical, estrogen, especially given in pellet form like we use, helps reduce, cardiovascular risk by improving the HDL, lowering the LDL, and stimulating the liver to produce the enzyme that breaks down LDL. And that's really a function also of testosterone in women. Is the testosterone effects in the brain, Melanie, are profound. They affect the lack of testosterone affects your ability to focus, to concentrate, to affect the short-term memory center. And those are three of the areas that are hit profoundly with Alzheimer's. And testosterone has that same anti-inflammatory effect in the female brain. So using estrogen alone isn't necessarily the entire answer. Plus, testosterone has an anti-proliferative effect, which protects the woman's breast from developing ductal cell overgrowth. So it has a protective effect, testosterone does.
So, Dr. Jutera, I want to back up for just a second because I want you to explain a little bit about this pellet therapy. However, a lot of when you talked about osteoporosis, I'm an exercise physiologist, and you talked about the, you know, deteriorating effects of that and HDL and cholesterol. If somebody is in reasonably good shape and they're an exerciser, so their bone density is not at risk, even if their estrogen levels are dropping or their HDLs are really high, their LDLs are low. So why would they need this replacement therapy? Is it just for those neuroprotections? Is there any other reason besides those ones that maybe other things such as exercise can help?
Well, you know, when you use exercise as an example, as you exercise and as your physiology begins to deteriorate because of the loss of estrogen, because your physiology is tied to your estrogen and testosterone levels. And you can exercise until the cows come home, but if you lose your testosterone, your muscles will not respond to the exercise as nicely as they do now. So when you get into menopause and you start exercising, and you will find this, that all of a sudden the effects are different. You don't get the same muscle effect. You can't keep weight off as easily, and all of these things that affect your physiology are markedly tied to your hormonal levels. So it's not just the cardioprotective effects. It's the overall physiologic impact of lack of hormone. That, and no matter if you're a religious exerciser and a person who is pristine in their diet, you will then. You know, I have women in my that are just like you, that basically they come in suffering with osteopenia because of the fact that even though they're doing everything correctly, the body is still slowly deteriorating because of the lack of hormone.
Okay, so speak about the pellet then a little bit. What is this type of therapy? We only have a minute and a half really left. So what is pellet therapy, and what do you, you know, give us your best advice. What do you recommend women do? How early do we start?
Well, to make it as succinct as possible, the pellet therapy has been around in the United States since 1939. It's the only method of delivering hormones that allows the body to control the release of the hormone through the action of heart rate and cardiac output. And it, therefore, you use much less hormone because of the fact that it flows continuously. And so just like the ovary would produce estrogen. So it's the only one that really replicates ovarian physiology. And because of that, you use less hormone and get more profound effect. And the usage of this modality basically changed my practice 26 years ago when I first started using it. And the beauty of it is that the literature supports, you know, the benefits that are, you know, that I've described. So you know, none of the other things such as pills and creams have any that are biologically identical that have this kind of evidence in the literature. So I've been very pleased with the results, as have my patients.
And, you know, in just this last minute, tell people where they can find out more information about you and just a quick little summary of what you see happening in the future. Is this going to be something that we're going to be able to prove and show that it staves off a little bit of dementia, even possibly Alzheimer's?
The literature already literature already shows that men who are low in testosterone have three times the incidence of Alzheimer's. And for women, they get it three times more frequently than men. So testosterone is tied to both sexes as far as Alzheimer's production. As far as getting a hold of me, our website is SOTTOPELLE therapy. That's sotopelletherapy.com. And on there is a very comprehensive description of what we do, plus also the number of physicians that I've trained to use this are is easily obtainable on that website as well.
Thank you so much. Very, very interesting information. You know, that's what we do here, listeners, is we provide this information, give you credible information, and then you get to sort of do with it what you want, sort through it, tell it to your friends, share it with your friends, spark some really interesting discussions. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned.